Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. We love to bring you a soothing world to help you and your kids relax. Before we begin, please add your positive reviews to our Amazon Alexa skill page, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite app. Your positive reviews really make a difference. You help others find our stories and keep us on the air. Let the world know how much you love Be Calm on Awe Island. And thank you. We really appreciate your help.
Are you a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon? You'll get an extra new episode every week and your favorites available on demand. We have 3 levels, so you're sure to find the amount of support you're comfortable with and the content you'd like to receive. Thank you so much for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? Let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath. In and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms and shoulders relax, think of a papa penguin gently tucking his baby up onto his feet to shield the little penguin from the cold. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby bird. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands out as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Feel the warmth in your hands. Slowly, move your hands apart. Then, towards each other. Can you feel the energy ball growing? Move your hands apart again. Then, towards each other. Bring the ball of energy to your heart and allow the energy to melt into your body. As you place your hands on your chest, your heart feels happy and warm. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. The energy divides and streams to both sides of your body. Feel it flow just under your arms and then back towards your heart. Breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. The energy continues streaming down towards your legs. Feel it flowing down your legs and out your big toes. Imagine the energy rolling into a big, colorful ball at your feet. Watch as the energy hovers by your feet, the colors spinning. Imagine the ball splitting into two, and each ball melting into your big toes. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath. In and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your feet, now feel the loving energy slowly flow up your legs, warming them. The energy streams up towards your heart, and then out, circling just under your arms. Enjoy the gently flowing energy, and let's take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your belly, in and out. Again, imagine energy rolling in a big, colorful ball at your feet, splitting into two, with each ball melting into your big toes. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath, in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your feet, the loving energy slowly flows up your legs, warming them. It streams up towards your heart and then out, circling just under your arms. Enjoy the gently flowing energy, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly relax. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a papa penguin gently tucking his baby up onto his feet to shield the little penguin from the cold. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby bird. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Wallaby Waltz. The little wallaby was snuggled in her mother's hug when the morning sunbeam tickled her tummy. Feeling the warmth, Willow stretched. Four paws and a tail extended to the full length. Then the little wallaby hopped up. She nudged her mother's nose with a cheerful good morning kiss. Willow's mother smiled at her eager little girl and stretched as well. Now that her mother was up, they could enjoy breakfast. The wallabies enjoyed some fresh green grasses and some sweet and delicate flowers. With a full belly, Willow felt curiosity encouraging her to explore. A butterfly landed on her nose and then fluttered away. The little wallaby leapt about, following the butterfly. As the colorful bug settled onto the high branch of a tree, the little wallaby noticed what seemed to be a couple of furry rocks rolling towards her. Alarmed, she stomped her foot and quickly hopped back into her mother's pouch. Willow's mother chuckled and said, "It's okay, Willow. Meet Willy and Wily Wombat." Willow looked up at her mother, saw her warm smile, and took a deep dragon breath, in and out. The little wallaby hopped back out to meet Wily and Willy. The two wombats tumbled over to Willow as she held her balance with her strong tail. Willow giggled as she watched them approach and felt a little silly that she had retreated to her mother's pouch. The two wombats smiled at the little wallaby and said, "Hello, and nice to meet you." Willow responded, "Hello, I'm Willow." Wily asked, "Would you like to come with us to the pond?" Willow felt curious and looked to her mother for permission. "You go ahead," her mother said. "I'll follow." The little wallaby said, "Okay," and hopped behind the wombats. Upon reaching the pond, Willow felt amazed by the stillness of the water and cautiously approached as she noticed animals looking back from the pond's surface. The wombats made faces at these animals. Willow quickly realized that the animals on the water's surface were their own reflections. She giggled and joined Willy and Wily in making faces. As they laughed and giggled, another animal popped out of the water. With a smile on his beak, he waved his flat tail and said, "Hi, Willy. Hi, Wily." Then the animal turned to Willow and said, "Hi, I'm Perry." Willow stomped her foot and hopped into her mother's pouch once more. "Willow, meet Perry the platypus," her mom said calmly as she encouraged her daughter back out of her pouch. Then to Perry, she said, "Willow is just getting to know everyone." The little wallaby realized by her mother's kind and calm behavior that Perry was also friendly. She quickly hopped back out saying, "I'm Willow. Nice to meet you, Perry." Then Wily the Wombat said, "I'm feeling a bit warm. I think I'd like to find some shady trees." "It is a bit warm," the platypus agreed. Perry turned to the little wallaby and said, "Nice to meet you, Willow." The platypus dove down into the cool waters of the pond. The wallabies and wombats took a refreshing drink from the pond. Then the wombats led the way to the blue gum trees. Willow and her mother hopped behind them. Upon reaching the trees, the wombat settled down in the shade while the wallabies danced under the leaves of the trees. As they waltzed around the trunk, Willow heard, "Hello!" She looked up to see another fluffy animal. This time Willow looked to her mother before stomping her foot and jumping into her pouch. Her mother smiled gently and said, "Meet Kian and Kira, the koalas." "I'm Willow. Nice to meet you," the little wallaby responded. Kian replied, "Nice to meet you as well. I hope you don't think we're rude, but we were just about to settle down for a nap." Kira added, "We wanted to say hello first." Willow yawned as her mother replied, "I think a nap is a wonderful idea. We'll have a nap down here as well." The wombats were already sound asleep, snuggled up to the trunk of the tree. Willow stretched and nestled in next to her mother. The little wallaby thought of all she had to be grateful for. Willow felt grateful for the beautiful morning. She felt happy to have met so many new friends. Most of all, Willow felt thankful to have a wise, caring, and strong mother. Willow closed her eyes, gave herself a big hug, and then relaxed, wishing everyone a peaceful nap. She took a deep dragon breath, in and out. The little wallaby took another dragon breath, calming her body in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath. In and out. Her mind quieted, and Willow fell asleep, wondering what new friends she would meet later. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.